Genesis 3:19 says, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." In a previous devotion, we introduced the topic of DNA and quoted Genesis 2:7, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground." And I mentioned how that my images of this event during my spiritual infancy in those first few years as a Christian in the early 1990s bothered me. I just knew I wasn't understanding this as I ought to. And it just so happened that as I was growing in Christ, the science of DNA was also growing from its own scientific infancy throughout the whole decade of the 90s. And by the onset of the new millennium, DNA evidence was being used to prove the guilt or innocence of criminals. DNA was used to establish paternity and ancestry. And the whole DNA field was exploding. And I've benefited from the insight and perspectives of other Christians on this topic, just as I hope you benefit from these devotionals. And I remember hearing someone discussing the fact that what we call dust, or the dirt, is actually just a blanket term for the visible effects of the cell and its DNA. So when we read about God making man out of dust in texts like Genesis 2:7, or as we read here in Genesis 3:9 saying, "For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return," we recognize that this is a scientific fact. Our physical bodies are made up of the same compounds and minerals found in dust, or in the dirt. And when you get down to the molecular level of the dust and dirt, what do you find? That our DNA is actually a bonded collection of molecular stones or pebbles of the same minerals found in rocks and in the dirt. They are just in a smaller form on a microscopic level. Electrically charged ions, surrounded by very intricately designed molecules of water, hold all of these molecules of rock, sand, and dirt together. I read one place where the DNA molecule is described as a crystallized particle that is actually called a salt. Again, I don't want to, go into this too deep and get outside of my own realm of understanding. So we'll take this stuff in small doses and at a basic level. But people scoff at Bible believers for believing the Bible. But they're either ignorant of or simply rejecting the amazing evidence confirming the information in our Bible. Their attempt to ridicule and shame us is just childish nonsense. When the Bible critics have nothing intelligent to say, they resort to grade school level taunting and even peer pressure. But when you ignore the scoffers and look at the facts, we see in reference to dust a very basic identification of the very stuff that our physical bodies are made of. And by looking at the dust, we see the fingerprints of God in the cell and the DNA inside of each cell's nucleus and mitochondria. That's the amazing thing about science. When you have the biblical attitude, you'll see God's work and grow in admiration of Him. That's the message of Romans 1:19 and 20. "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Johann Kepler echoes the Apostle Paul when he said, quote, "Science is the process of thinking God's thoughts after Him." And when we look at the dust, we see that it is made up of tiny molecular stones or rocks, and those are made up of minerals that we can then look at on the cellular level under a microscope and find an amazing system requiring design and intelligence behind every intricacy. And when we look inside each cell at the DNA, we see a coded message in a language unknown to man until recent decades. It takes real effort and an extreme denial of reality to look at this even on a basic level and pretend not to believe in the intelligent, awesome God who designed it all. But we'll continue to look at His creation and say with King David in Psalm 9:1, "I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works."